I started the Hereford group just before Christmas with a friend of mine called Claire, and we realised that Hereford is badly underfunded and lots of people need support. And we thought, well, we know people need access to menstrual products. We know people can't afford them, so we'll take on and see what we could provide support to our schools in the city.
So what's the progress been like so far with the project locally?
Okay, so we have 9 boxes currently in schools that we've filled with sanitary towels, with tampons, with wipes, tights, pants. So there's 9 of those currently active in school. We've got requests for at least 7 more to go in straight after half term. We've got several donation points around the city for members of the public to go and take anything that they've got for us too. So we've got 1 in the library, 1 in Monsoon, but there's a full list of where those are located on our Facebook page.
Now, a survey out today shows that more than a quarter of women have missed work or school because they can't afford to buy sanitary products. Does that shock you?
It is, and it poses all sorts of health risks as well. I mean, everybody knows that there has been a link between the improper use of tampons and toxic shock syndrome. But what people don't realise is that using makeshift things such as newspaper and dirty rags and things like that, this also holds a whole host of health and medical implications.
And do you think the government's doing more to combat this issue?
Personally, I think more could be done. They're taxing something that, you know, half the population need every month. And they're casting it as a luxury product. To put it into perspective, Jaffa cakes aren't taxed, but sanitary towels are. And it's ridiculously expensive. So that's why the Red Box Project nationally joined up with the Free Periods campaign, which is a legal campaign against the government to get, for at least those who are on free school meals, access to free sanitary products.
If people want to find out more information about the project and sign up, where can they go?
They can go to our Facebook group, which is Red Box Project Hereford. We are very active on Twitter, which is Red Box Hereford, and we'll also be found on Instagram as well, which is, again, Red Box Project Hereford.